Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Pei Zayin in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 410th daf in Shas. Our Mishnah, beginning the new Perek, Perek HaIsha, will discuss the halachos of the status of a woman who has both a father and a husband. Which Karban Pesach does she eat from? The Mishnah will also, and Gemara will discuss eating from her husband's parents' Karban Pesach or from her father's Karban Pesach. The Gemara will get involved with the famous Shasuya of Breira, which means do we retroactively decide that she was connected to one Karban Pesach as opposed to another. The Gemara will darsh in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani Choma V'Shadai K'Migdolos, the famous Drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, Choma is Torah, Shadai K'Migdolos are Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara will have an Agadita about the Navi of Hosea on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, where Hosea is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take a zona and to marry her. And the Gemara will continue to with Agadita, going on to Amud Beis, discussing the Navi Amos as well. And we'll discuss Malachim of Klal Yisrael, who did tremendous Averos, yet nevertheless had some redeeming qualities. The Gemara will discuss Yeravam ben Yoash. And our daf is going to be the primary feature of the daf is going to be some beautiful agatas. Let's begin this perek ha'isha. Ha'isha, the woman, bizman shi bebeis baila, when she is in her husband's house, shachat alea baila, v'shachat alea avia. If both her husband include her in the Karban Pesach as well as her father, tochel mishel baila, then she eats from her husband's Karban Pesach, Rashi explains, because in general her das was to be concluded with her husband, except if she said expressly that she wanted to be included with her father. However, holcha regal rishon lasus bebeis avia, if she went for first Yom Tov after she was married to her father's house, shachat ala avia v'shachat ala baila, and her father had her included her in the Karban Pesach as well as her husband, tachol b'makom shirotza, then she eats in either one that she would like. Yasam sheshachtu alav apotropisin, if the apotropis has a mind to include a yasam, yachol b'makom shirotza, then the yasam also could choose. Evel shel shnei shutvim, if you have a servant of two partners, lo yachol mishel shneim, then he does not eat in both of those Karban Pesachs, even if the adon included them. The Gemara on Peches Amud Aleph towards the bottom will explain why this is so. Someone who is a half Eved and a half free person, in other words, he was once owned by Shutfim and then he was freed by one of them, so then in such a case he cannot eat in his master's Karban Pesach, Rashi explains, because the master who only owes half of him probably did not include it in the Karban Pesach. The Gemara begins, Shamas Minei Yesh Breira. Breira is a dramatic sugya which appears later on, Pei Tes Amud Aleph, but also in Gittin, in the second perek. Essentially, the idea of Breira is where you have a matter which is not clear right now. For example, in the case of our Mishnah, that it's not clear where the woman is going to eat, as in the case where she's at the first Yom Tov, where she's by her father, and her husband also has her in mind. So there we say at that moment that they shechted, you didn't know which Karban Pesach she was going to choose. Breira says that retroactively we could say, now that she chose to be with her husband, so then in such a case, the whole time we view it as if the shechita was done for her by her husband and not by her father. That's the concept of Breira. So Gemara says, we see from here Breira, my rotza isha shechita, that at the time that she decided doesn't mean that after is shechted, then retroactively we say as if that she was included in it. Rather, she decided b'shas shechita she wanted to be with her husband, for example. So this is the Gemara's response to why we don't say breira can be proved from our Mishnah. It was rotza b'shas shechita. Now the Gemara quotes a braisa which contradicts our Mishnah on two different points. Uriminu isha. Let's see if we could see where it contradicts our Mishnah. Isha regular rishon, ochelas mishel avia, she eats in her father's house. Mikan ve'elach rotza ochelas mishel avia, rotza mishel baila.
In the second year, she could choose whether she eats from her father or from her husband. This contradicts our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had said that on the first regel she could choose, while the Braisa says that she's supposed to go to her father. Number two, on the second year, from the Mishnah, it seems that in the second year she eats by her husband, but the Braisa seems to say that she chooses. Says the Gemara, kan lo kasha, kan berudufa lelech, kan b'she'ena rudufa. Our Mishnah is talking about where she's not being chased after by her parents' house to go to her parents. According to Rashi, this means that she's not always feeling the need to go to her parents' house, and she's choosing her husband's house first. So then in such a case, that is our Mishnah that says that all other regalim, certainly she'll go to her husband's house, but the first regal is a suffix. However, the other Braisa is talking about a woman who always wants to go back to her parents' house. That's called Redufa. So then, in such a case, the first regel, she certainly will go to her parents' house. Everything else is a suffix. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ozo Yisi Be'enav Kimotzeis Shalom, that the Knesset Yisrael is described as a woman who is complete. Vamar Rabbi Yechanan taught, Kechalash Nimtzei Shlema Beis Chameha. A kala that is complete in her in-law's house, she's comfortable in her in-law's house, uredufa, and she runs lelech lagit shvacha bebeis avia, to tell the praise of her in-law's house in her parents' house. I read the Gemara according to Tosis and Dibra Maschil Khan, and according to this Havana, redufa means that someone who runs to tell in her parents' house how good it is, not that she's running away from her in-law's house, but how good marriage is, and she wants to share that with her parents. The Gemara now brings another drasha. Probably the best girsa over here is not kidichsiv, but ksiv. This begins the Agadata that talks about two different relationships between husband and wife, as embodied in the psukim in Hosea. The pasuk there in Hosea describes ksiv oyo bayoy mahu nuhum Hashem, Tikri ishiv lo tikri li oid bali. Rashi there in Hosea, in the Navi, describes that over here what Hosea is saying beautifully is there are two relations between husband and wife. One is the description of bali, which is more of a relationship that's based of fear. The woman's chasuchli fearful of the husband, versus ishi, where there is much more trust and love between them. Even if it would not mean that Bali means fear, but Bali means just a legalistic relationship. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, Kichala bebeis chamel, we're aspiring to have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not based on ownership of fear, like a kala in her father-in-law's house. In other words, that she's moved in with the husband. It's not only that she's legally bound to the husband, when she's in her father's house, but that there is a full ishus relationship. V'lo kechala beis avia, not when she's in her father's house. The Gemara continues now to darshan. Psukim that are connected to the first one that we had mentioned in Shir HaShirim, Oza yisi beinav kemotzeis shalom, that the pasuk also says, Achos lanu ktana v'shadayim einla. Literally, the pasuk means that our sister is young, and she's not fully mature in the chaste area. Amar Rabbi Yochanan zu ilam shezichsa lomoid v'loy zichsa lelamid. That refers to a person who's referred to as ilam, which Rashi says is Daniel, as the pasuk describes in Daniel Ches, that he was zochet to learn but not able to teach. Pasuk also describes anichoma v'shodai kemigdalos as an older woman who's more mature. Amar Rabbi Yochanan anichoma zatayra v'shodai kemigdalos elu talmidei chachamim. V'rav Amar Nichoyma Zo Knesset Yisrael V'shadai K'migdlois Elu Batei Knesios U'Batei Midrashos. Some say it refers to Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. The metaphor of the Talmidei Chachamim, Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, according to either opinion, being represented in the Shadayim, is the idea that they are the ones that give off, that feed the Torah, just like the mother feeds from the breasts to the child, an infant, so too the Talmidei Chachamim Batei Knesios Batei Midrashos are the ones that feed, that give lifeblood to Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Ma'ay Dechsiv, Asher Baneinu Kinetim Migudalim Bin Ureyim Bin Oseim
chizavios mechutavos tavnis hecho.
Asher b'neinu kinitiim elu b'churei Yisrael. That refers to the b'chur m'klai Yisrael sheta lo ta'amu tam chet. That they didn't taste chet. So the pasuk in Tehillim says that our children, the children of Klal Yisrael, have all of these beautiful attributes, versus the pasuk right before describes b'nei neichar shepiem di bershav yiminam yimin shaker, that they are deceitful and not straight. So what is that referring to? Asher b'neinu kinitiyim elu b'chur Yisrael shalotah mutam chet, that they never did averas, they were young and haven't sinned. B'naseinu kizavios elu b'chur Yisrael shalotah p'schein lebaleim, that they tie up their virginity for their husbands, that they're not promiscuous beforehand. V'cheinu omer, and the pasuk in Zechariah as well says, umalu kimizra kizavios mizbeach, that we see there that the corners of the Mizbeach are called Zavios, and those are filled up. So too, Binosenu Kizavios means that the daughters fill themselves up, that they do not allow anybody else come to them until they are married. Ibai Sema Mehacha, or else we could learn this pshat from the Pasuk later on in Tehillim, Pasuk Yud Beis, Mizavenu Mleim Mefikim Mizan, Elzan. That we see there that it's referring to the storage buildings of Klal Yisrael, that they are entirely full. So too, Benos Yisrael make sure that their Zavis are entirely full.
The Gemara then is Doresh, the rest of the Pasuk, Michutavos Tavnis Heichal, Elu Ve'elu, both Bachur Yisrael and Besulas Yisrael, Malin Alena Kosov Kilu Nivna Heichal B'mein.
Because of the Kedusha that was described before, that the Bachrim are not Toim Tam Chet, and the Benos Yisrael also are Shomer on their Tzniyus, it's considered as if they build the Migdash in their days. Gemara now continues to darshan the Psukim from Hoshea, Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya El Yoshea, Bimei Uziyo Yosam, Yechizkiya Malche Yehuda, during the time of this kingdom, Beperek Echad, says the Gemara, Nisnabu Arba Nevim. There were four Nevi'im that said Nevuah during this period. The Gadol Shebekulan, and the greatest of them was Hoshea. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tchilas Diber Hashem Bo Hoshea. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how the beginning of Sefer Hoshea begins, Pasuk Beis begins. Why do we use the expression Tchilas Diber Hashem Bo Hoshea Diber Tchila? Was he the first Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to after Moshe? V'alomi Moshe Ad Hoshea Kama Nevi'im. There were many Nevi'im. Am Rabbi Yochanan Tchilas Larbo Nevi'im Shenisnabu Bosaperk. Rather, it's to tell you that he was the most primary of the four Nevi'im, and this is a big list of Nevi'im, important Nevi'im. Nevertheless, he was the first. Ve'elu Hein Hoshea Yishaya Amos Umicha. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, Bonecha Chotu. Your son sinned. V'hayilo Lomar. And Hoshea should have said back, Bonecha Hein B'nei Chanu Nechohem, they are your favorite children. B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'yakev, Galgal Rachamech Olehem, have mercy on them. Odai Yishlo Amar Kach, not only did he not say these positive things, Elam Lefan of Rabban Shem, Kol Olam Shalcha, Hevir Mi'uba Acheres, go exchange them, get rid of them. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'as Elazakin Zeh, what am I going to do with this elderly man who didn't stand up and defend Klal Yisrael? Amar Los, HaKadosh Baruch said to him, Lech v'kach yisha zona, v'holu l'cha banim znunim. That's why he wanted to have Hoshea have children b'nei znunim. You marry a zona and have children b'nei znunim. V'achar kach amar lo, shocha me'al panecha. And then HaKadosh Baruch will tell him to send them away. Imu yachol shloach afani ha-shalech es Yisrael. And if he's able to send away, then I'll also send away Yisrael. Shnemar v'yim ha-shem Hoshea. That's exactly what Hoshea describes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Kach lecha eishes znunim v'yaldei znunim, uksiv ha-yilech v'yikach es gomer bas divloyim. As I'll darsh in the Pasuk, goimer, her name, amarav shakol goimer ba, everybody would complete their taiva on her, based divloyim, Diba Ra'a, Bas Diba Ra. She was someone who everyone said Lashon Hara about, who was a daughter of someone who everyone said Lashon Hara about. Ushmuel Amar Shemetuka Befi Hakol Kedvela. She was sweet in everyone's mouth like a fig. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shakol Dashen Ba Kedvela. Everybody would stomp on her like a Dvela Davracher Gomer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shebikshu Ligomer Mimonon Shal Yisrael Biyameha. They wanted to remove all of the money of Klal Yisrael in her days. In other words, there was a goal to vanquish Klal Yisrael by its enemies. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Bozuzu v'gomru, Klal Yisrael was looted and completed. Shnemer ki avdam melech Aram v'yisimam ka'ofer lodush. King of Aram had destroyed Klal Yisrael. Vatar v'tele bein, the pasuk says that Gomer had a child. Vayomer Hashem Elav Krashma Yisrael. Ki od ma'atu pekadeti estimei Yisrael al beis Yehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in a short amount of time, I will punish Klal Yisrael and I will make them pay for the sins of Yehu, who spilled a lot of blood in Emek Yisrael. Vayishavti mi malchus beis Yisrael, and I will terminate the malchus of Klal Yisrael. Atarod vatele bas, and Gomer, who was married by Hoshea, had a daughter, Vatyomer Loi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, Kroshma la Ruchama, Ki lo osif o derachem es b'nei Yisrael, Ki noso esa lohem. I will no longer have forbearance, I will no longer have patience for them. Vatar Vatyolet Bein, she had another child, Vatyomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kroshma lo ami, Ki atem lo ami, Vanochi lo aya lohem, and I will no longer be for you. L'achar shenolad lo, after Gomer had two children for Hoshea, Amalek Kosh Baruch Hoshea lo yelchal lo mal miMoshe Rabcha. Shekimun shedibarti mo piresh mina isha, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not stay with a woman once Hakosh Baruch Hu had spoken with him. Avata bedol atzmecha mimena, separate yourself from him. I can't divorce her. We have children together. You can't separate yourself, your wife who's a zona, and your children who are b'nei zununim. And you don't even know if they're your own children. One of the four kinyanim that I acquired when I made the world, and I'm going to let them go. Tyre kinyan echa. Tyre is one kinyan. D'chsiv Hashem konani reishis darkai. Hashem acquired me in the beginning of His ways. Describes Tyre. The pasuk is referring to Tyre. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echa. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was also kinyan shemayim v'aretz. D'chsiv kinyan shemayim v'aretz. Beis Hamikdash kinyan echa. Also Kadosh Baruch Hu has kinyan based on Mikdash Chesiv, Hareze Konsa Yeminoi, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yisrael Kinyanech Dechsiv, Amzuka Nisa, as we have Neshira Hayam. Va'ata Marta, and you're saying, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Hoshea, Evirim Bu'umachers, Kivan Shiyoda Shechota, Amad Levakesh Rachim Alatzmai. Hoshea realized they made a mistake. He began to ask for Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achat Levakesh Rachim Alatzmai. Forget about asking about mercy for yourself. Bakesh rachim al Yisrael shegazarti aleim shalosh gezeros bavurecha. Due to you, it's an interesting question. What exactly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean, due to you? But due to you, I gave these terrible gezeros on Klal Yisrael. Amadu bikesh rachim, so sheyestar davin Klal Yisrael bitel gezera. V'hizchilu barcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu zvatel gezera, and He gave Klal Yisrael barcha. Shenemar, v'ayom mispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayoim. So first, Kosh Baruch Hu says He's going to allow Klal Yisrael to multiply. Number two, He says, in place of saying Lo Ami Atem, I'm going to say you are my living children. Also, the pasuk says Rati Ali Ba'aretz V'richamti Esla Ruchama V'amarti Lo Ami Ami Ata, and I'll have Rachmanas on those who I've abandoned. The child I said Lo Ruchama, I'm going to call her Ruchama, and the person Lo Ami Ami. Rabbi Yechon commented on this above story. Oila the Rabbonis, woe is it to leaders, positions of leadership, shemikaveres as ba'aleha, it buries those who own it. She'en lecha kol navi v'navi shlo kipech arba melachim biyamav. There isn't a navi that didn't bury four kings in their lifetime. In other words, the Rabbonus, the rulership, was in the hands of not the Nevi'im, but rather in the kings, and they lived very short time. Shenemar Chazon Yishayo ben Amatz, Yishayo lived Asher Chazal Yehuda v'Yushalayim, Bimei Uziyah Yosam Achaz Yechizkiyah Malcha Yehuda. That's how the pasuk concludes, that he lived in those four kingdoms. So we see that happen to Yeshayo, as well as we learned earlier that Hosea also ruled over, was a Navi, if you will, during four different kingdoms. Why is it that Yoravam ben Yoash was counted amongst Malchai Yehuda? We learn this out from the Psukim in Yoshea. How do we know that Yoravam is counted? That's how we know that he's counted amongst Malchai Yehuda. How do we know that he didn't accept Lashon Hara? As the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Hamatzia Kohen Beis El Yeravam Melech Yisrael Leimar Kasher Alecha." Amos is plotting against you. Ksiv Kikoyamar Amos Becherev Yomus Yeravam. Hamatzia had said about Yeravam that Yeravam was going to die. Amar Chas V'Shalom Amar Oisit Sadikach. Chas V'Chalila Yeravam said that was said. V'im Amar, and if it is true, he said, "Ma'aseh, what can I do?" Ma'eselo, Shechina Amrelo, the Shechina told him, he's just reporting what the Shechina had said. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Afil B'Shas, Kasu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeicher Es HaRachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in his anger, remembers mercy, Shenemar K'lo Yisif, Oda Racham Es Beis Yisrael. Originally he had said that he's not going to have Rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is processing Rachamim even during that period of time. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Hacha Kinaso Es Elohem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I will not carry them anymore. But since he used a lashon Kinaso Es, we see that still on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mind, even if he rejects it. V'amar Rabbi Lozal LaHigla Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael LeBein HaUmos. Kadosh Baruch Hu only sent Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. El Kadosh Yitaisvu Alehem Gerim. In order that there should be more Gerim, Shenemar Uzrati Ali Ba'aretz, and I will seed them in the ground. What does it mean to plant them? I'm going to put a few of them, and then many kur will come out. In other words, gerim. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn out from the pasuk in Hosea, for Rechamti eis lo ruchama, I will have rachmanas on lo ruchama. V'amarti lo ami, ami ata. And I will say to those who are not my nation, you are my nation. That's how the pasuk concludes. In other words, Chazali are darshaning that even those who weren't part of Klal Yisrael will be included. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsiv, Al Talshein Eved El Adonav Pen Yikal Lecha, V'ashamta, don't say something bad about a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be punished. In other words, be concerned about the curse even of a servant. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Dor Aviv Yikalel V'esimo Lo Yivarech, that there will be a generation that people will curse their parents and not bless their mothers. So, what's the proof from there, asks the Gemara. Mishum da avi v'kala v'sima lo yivarech al talshein. What is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saying by putting two psukim together? Just because there's this generation, what does that have to do with al talshein eved al donav? Ela, the way to read it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was saying the following. Afil dar she avi v'kala v'sima lo yivarech. Even if it's a bad dar, and you would think that the people of that generation don't have any power, al talshein eved al donav, you don't know how far his kalala could go. Minolan, how do we know this? Me Hosea, from Hosea. Why do we see that by Hosea? Because Hosea said bad things about Klal Yisrael, even though it was a bad generation, and Hosea was punished for the bad things that he had said about Klal Yisrael. Amar Baishia, Mai Dichsiv, Sidkas Pirzoino B'Yisrael, the literal meaning of that pasuk in Shoftim, Shiras Devora, describing the prosim, the open cities of Klal Yisrael, and their righteousness. But Chazal Darshan Staka Asakosh Baruch Bisrael Shepazran, a play on the word Pirzon, with the Reish before the Zayin, and the Zayin is put before the Reish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out, Shepazran Beina Umas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. V'hainu Damle Mahu Mina L'Rabbi Chanina. There was a min, an apostate, that said to Rabbi Chanina, Anan Malina Minaych, we're greater than you. Ksiv Bichu, it says by you that you guys made a mistake after 6 months in Edom, that Yoav only killed the Zecharim, Kisheshes Chadoshim Yoshvu Sham, and immediately Klal Yisrael was punished. V'ilu Anan, but us, Isnaychu Gaban Kam Shniv Lo Kavdin El Chumidi, we're not punished for anything, we're doing fine. Amar Loi, so they said to that min, Rabbi Chanina said to that min, Ritzanchai Sheitapalacha, Talmud Echad, do you want a Talmud to give you an answer? Nitpale Rabbi Oshia. So Rabbi Oshia went over to give him a teretz. Amalei, Rabbi Oshia said to him, the fact that you don't do anything to us, maybe is not a riot at all. Mishum de lo yidusu hechi tavdu. You don't know how to hurt us. Techalina kula, if you try to kill out all of us, lesnu gabaychu. All of us are not there to annihilate all of us. And if you're going to try to destroy my de'ika gabaychu, those who are next to you, kari lechu malchusa kitiyasa, they'll say you've destroyed your own kingdom. Amalei, this min said to Rabbi Oshia, gapa de ramoy, swear by the avodah zara ramoy, baha nachtina nu baha salkina. We are constantly struggling with this problem. We can't annihilate all of Klal Yisrael, and if we annihilate you, then we're annihilating our entire kingdom, part of our kingdom. This is fascinating give and take about anti-Semitism, because here you have the quandary of the hatred of the Jews. On the one hand, the anti-Semites have never been able to destroy the Jew because they're spread over throughout the world. And if they just try to destroy the Jews that are amongst them, so then ultimately they're just destroying their own kingdom. As many kingdoms that either banished or killed the Jews ultimately found that in the end they undercut much of the strength of their own empires. We will conclude the daf over here. I hope everybody had a meaningful fast. And Be'ezer Hashem, I'm hoping now that during the Bein HaZmanim to share with you the sounds of Eretz Yisrael on more of a consistent basis. Be'ezer Hashem, get back to our regular routine in the Daf Yomi. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Zayin in Maseches Pesachim.